Anybody else? Eddie? He's coming here. Just a minute, brother Pruitt.
Eddie Whitten. Brother Bob, is it permissible, since we're talking about a letter under discussion, would it be permissible to read the letter to the congregation, to the men here,
and probably. Let them probably go right ahead
and let them decide whether this is a personal letter and whether it applies to the school of preaching, as you have indicated, or not?
Go right ahead.
This is a two-page letter. It was written on September the 24th, 1989. May I give just a brief, and I will make it brief, background as to what has precipitated this letter. I was in Manila on a lectureship in May of this year, and also in December of 1987. In December of 1987, Judito was the preacher at the Central Church in Manila. We had a very good meeting. Judito was heavily involved in that lectureship. This year it was a totally different atmosphere. And while I was there, I learned that Judito was receiving in excess of $1,500 per month support. And that he had, according to Brother Manuel Pelayo, who is a member of the church there, and was who handled all of the introductions in the lectureship this year, informed me that Judito was becoming hard to work with, and that there were other preachers in the area that had once been associated with Judito on a very friendly basis, brotherly basis, that no longer had anything to do with him. And so as a result of that, and further information that came forward later, I wrote this letter, and this is, I'll read it verbatim. Dear Judito, greetings to you and to Ruth. Ruth is Judito's wife. My heart is heavy as I write these words. I really don't know what to say to you to let you know that I love you in spite of how this letter is going to sound. You have evidently betrayed my trust in you as being the hope of the future of the church in the Philippines. That's quote and unquote. These words are words similar to them, are those with which I recommended to my dear friends in the States that you were worthy of their financial support. With you as the beginning, I committed a great deal of effort to secure the support for others from the Philippines to be able to come to Brown Trail, to receive the training needed to form a base of truth and biblical integrity in your homeland. I was and am convinced that such a base is desperately needed to combat the forces of liberalism that is prevalent there. Add to the current liberalism such things as the Boston movement that is now there, and you have a very formidable foe with which the true faithful church must contend. We need every faithful brother we can muster to arm themselves for the battle. Literally thousands of dollars have been invested in preparing you to lead the forces of truth in this battle. My personal integrity was placed in my assurance that you were deserving of support. The reputation of the Brown Trail School of Preaching, in parenthesis, of which I am very jealous and protective, as you know, parenthesis closed, may be in question, and believe me, I will protect the integrity of the school against anyone who attempts to use it for their own selfish purposes! Exclamation point. The training that is available from the School of Preaching can be of great benefit to your people if it is allowed to be, But if the school is going to be used to promote individual interests or as a basis for personal gain, I will lend every ounce of my influence to close the school to further applicants from the Philippines. Again, exclamation point. Why, Judito, did you not see your way clear to provide for the brethren at Rescue, this is the church at Rescue, California, a financial report? It was my suggestion to those good brethren that they ask you for a financial report monthly. They were concerned about you. They have a right to know how their support is being used. They gave you every opportunity to comply with their request. To ignore them after all the money they have supplied you while in school and afterwards writes volumes concerning your loyalty and appreciation. You owe the church in Rescue a response for your action. I noticed last May when we were there at the lectureship that you did not seem to be the vibrant, lively, congenial Judito that I knew and loved while you were here in the school. Since you had no part in the lectureship, even though it was hosted by the Central Manila Church, I was puzzled. I mentioned my concern to you. You gave the reason for not having a part on the lectureship was because you wanted to give other Filipino preachers an opportunity to speak. You also stated that you were going to move on the Monday following our departure. You told me about building a house some distance away from the church building, and I was led to believe that you were going to move there. I talked with Brother Manny, and this is Manuel Pelayo, last night, and asked how it was working out with you not receiving the support from Rescue. And may I interject right here, as a result of Judito not responding to their request for a financial report, after 6 weeks, the Rescue Church terminated their support for him, which was in the amount of $1,200 a month. All right, now he told me that you were not preaching anymore and that you were living in the church building. He also stated that there were no funds with which to pay the rent. I have asked the brethren at Rescue to consider paying the rent and utilities in order to keep the building open for the church. I sincerely hope they will, because the Central Manila Church is a very critical force for truth in the Philippines, and especially in Manila. But I don't understand how you can continue to receive support from the rest of the people over here if you are not going to work in the Lord's kingdom. That is why they agreed to continue their support to you after you graduated from Brown Trail. Not only that, but how can you use the church building to live in if you have a house? Am I to believe that you're using, quote unquote, good brethren over here under false pretenses? I am confused. And if this is true, I am disappointed. Judito, I must have some answers, some truthful answers, and quickly. There are four more men there, Mateo Cutamora, Greg Gilardo, George Aguilar, and Moses Gonzalez, who want to come to school here. Felipe Palomar and Roger Bernaldez are now here. What am I to think concerning them? Are they here or want to come here to train themselves to do the best job they can in the kingdom of God in preaching the gospel to their people? Or do they want to come here for the money they can get from Americans? I want to hear from you, and soon. I can assure you there won't be a dime of support available for those brethren if I don't receive the right answers. I believe that Brother Manny is a strong, faithful, and loving servant of God. I sincerely hope there will be no rift in the church at Central Manila that would result in his leaving the congregation. Judito, please believe me that I love you for the kingdom's sake. I felt really good in your being here. You made a lot of friends at Brown Trail. I promoted your cause to preach the gospel in the Philippines. Please don't disappoint me. You mean too much for the cause of Christ in your country. I am sending copies of this letter to those listed below because they, too, are much concerned about you and about the work of the Lord in the Philippines. May we all work together for the advancement of truth in our time and in our place. Yours sincerely, Eddie Whitten. Carbon copies to Ira Y. Rice, Clovis Staggers, Aaron Wilkerson, Mike Wyatt, and Carl Powell. I sent a copy of this letter to Ira Y. Rice because he has done more for the church in spreading the gospel in the Philippines than any man living. I do not subscribe to all of Ira's tactics, all of the way he exposes error and all of that, but the fact remains the church is in the Philippines because of him. I sent a copy of it to Clovis Staggers because Brother Staggers has been supporting our students since Alan Toppy was here in, I guess, about 1980. He is a retired construction foreman. He has worked for a company that built huge buildings. He was the foreman on a 40-story building that was erected in Honolulu. He's very well off, had a great job, but now he's retired, and he's been sending $200 a month for support of our students consistently through those years, and each time he would get my recommendation to whom that support should go. Right now he's sending $300. And when Judito left Brown Trail, Felipe was on his way here, and I wanted Brother Staggers to continue to support Felipe. And so the church at Rescue undertook Judito's support back in the Philippines, and they did that again at my recommendation. But I thought that they were going to do it for a year. They were very well taken with Judito, as we all were. They continued that support. I did not know how much they were supporting him, but they were supporting him $1,200 a month. That converts into over 30,000 pesos. And out of that money, he was spending 8,000 pesos, or $400, to pay the rent on the building, and then some more for supplies and utilities, which amounted subsequently to about $10,000, or 10,000 pesos. That still left him with over 20,000 pesos of his personal money, which is more than twice as much as any other Filipino preacher gets. And because of this, he was setting up a personal savings account. He was setting aside money to go to school on, and various other things. I won't go into all of that. Brother Aaron Wilkerson is one of the elders of the church in Rescue. And it was the church in Rescue that was affected by this, and so that's the reason that I sent a copy to him. I sent a copy to Mike Wyatt because the church in Canton, Texas, is supporting Judito $100 a month, and again, that was somewhat, at least, on the basis of my recommendation. And I sent a copy to Carl and Doris because of the fact that they love Judito, as we all do, again. He lived over there in their trailer park, and they felt a close relationship with him and chose to support him in his work. I sent a copy of this to them to show what was happening in that regard and to at least warn them of the situation in which Judito was involving himself. Now, if I may, I would also...
Okay. You wanted to read the letter.
All right.
What do you got now?
I was going to read the letter that I sent to Brother Manny on the same date, Brother Pelayo.
That didn't enter into it. I think we ought to let that go.
Well, my question is, this letter, number one, does not involve the school of preaching.
It involves the school of preaching. That's what we said.
And it was a personal letter because of the fact that I raised personally these funds, and especially involving the Church at Rescue California and Brother Clovis Staggers.
While you were on the payroll of the Brown Trail Church.
Absolutely.
and therefore we felt that we
do
had...
Do I not have that prerogative to help the students in the
if
school?
If we're brought into the discussion, I don't think you have that control over the school, nor does
I'll
any
leave
man.
That to the judgment of the men here.
Well, all right. Who else wants to speak? But that was what took place.